Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to talk with Steve Gutman, Product Unit Manager for Expression Web. He's currently working on a session that'll be at MIX09 in Las Vegas, March 18th through 20th, and the session is called Expression Web, No Platform Left Behind. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
Happy to be here.
So no platform left behind. I can kind of understand what that means, but what do you say it means?
So Microsoft, in the past, has been given a hard time for its adherence to platform standards, meaning, Internet Explorer 6, not standards compliant, Front Page, not standards compliant. So this team, my team, the Expression Web team, and the Internet Explorer team, we've got religion about this stuff. And what we want to do is to provide the best platform and the best tooling for that platform to support standards out there. And those standards are things like HTML, CSS, real sort of well-defined web standards. And they are standards like de facto standards like PHP. So we want to provide the best tool for supporting standard web platform, all the browsers out there, as well as the de facto standards like PHP.
So if you're someone that doesn't control the server you're running on, so you can't choose what operating system, what technology is using, you want to make sure your stuff works on that.
Exactly.
And if you can't control the users' browsers that are coming to your site, like you normally can't except inside the company, you want to make sure you support all the different browsers.
That's right. And that's a huge problem for our users, is figuring out how to make their pages render similarly on different browsers. And that problem is actually only getting worse with the introduction of, you know, Firefox 3, different versions of Safari, iPhone, and new Google Chrome, of course.
I mean, just my own websites that I work on, where I can control the server backend stuff, yeah, but I can't control the browser stuff. I'm looking at stuff that is valid CSS on the site doesn't render the same on different browsers. So I've got to kind of find little tweaks. And so I can imagine this is hard for you guys.
That's right. That, as I say, is a huge problem for us. You definitely want to come to this session, because we'll be sneaking some stuff that will be very relevant and very applicable to that problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you got your laptop here, I'm assuming we've got some things you can show us.
I've got a few things I'm going to show you. The first is actually a set of features or a feature that have been in Expression Web since version 1, but people may not be aware of. This is actually kind of the industry leading way, in my opinion, to understand the CSS on your page. So let me quickly flip over to there. All right. So the problem with CSS is it's actually extremely complex. An extremely complex set of rules that govern how regions within your page are going to render. And it's complex because there's a whole set of rules, inheritance and specificity, order, importance, and others that govern which CSS rule is going to set a value for a particular property. Very hard to understand this stuff. So if I choose an element on my page and look at the CSS properties palette over here on the left-hand side, what I can see is at the top all the different CSS rules, the CSS selectors that can affect that HTML element on the page. And what I see below are all the CSS properties that are affected by that selector.
So now, all the ones that are inheriting up through the CSS tree,
exactly,
and finally end up at that particular element.
And as I say, there's a whole complex set of rules that govern, hey, this selector is going to set this property, and you can't keep them in your head at one time. So what we've done here is to add a nice little summary button. And I don't know if you can see this, but there's a bunch of CSS properties, color here, font size, line height, and others, some of which have a little strike through. And what that essentially means is the body selector has a whole bunch of properties that it sets, and one of them is line height here, but that particular property is overridden by another, and we go down here and we see, oh, it's this particular selector here that is governing the that is actually setting the property that is affecting that HTML element. So this is pretty sophisticated stuff, and one of the things that I'll do in the session is talk more about this and give some hints, tricks, and tips on how to best understand, debug the CSS on your page.
Well, that'd be important. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
okay.
It's really good stuff. The other thing I'm going to give you a little bit of a sneak at here, one of the missions of our product is not only to talk about, you know, the standards-based web, but it's also to showcase Microsoft technologies that are applicable to the web. And of course, you know, Silverlight is one of those technologies that is important to us. We're going to provide support for Silverlight 2 and other new versions. And one of the coolest features of Silverlight is deep zoom. And we saw that premiered, I think, at the last mix, mm-hmm. right? And of course, Inexpression Web will provide support for deep zoom compositions, so you'll be able to easily incorporate those into your websites, into your web compositions. So here I've just set up a simple set of images, some high resolution shots of Yellowstone that I took this summer embedded within a Yellowstone map. So that's great and that's cool. But is there a way that we can provide that in a web standards environment? Well, recently the Microsoft research team introduced a technology called C-Dragon Ajax, which is basically the deep zoom technology as implemented in Ajax in a web standards fashion. So I'm going to pop over here to Firefox, which doesn't have Firefox doesn't have Silverlight installed. And what I basically got is an implementation of deep zoom in Ajax, which uses the same set of imagery, the same XML manifest file as Silverlight itself. And this can be set up to auto-detect whether you have Silverlight or not and render as is most appropriate. And it also has a very simple API. So actually, within JavaScript, using JavaScript, I can set up links on my page that allow me to move back and forth to different areas of that deep zoom imagery. So I'm going to sneak this at the session as well and talk about how you can easily incorporate deep zoom images through Silverlight, through Ajax, into your web pages mm-hmm. and websites.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Anything else, sir?
That's it.
That's the full, you don't want to give the full session away, right?
That's right. I, you know, could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, the key concept here is we're just trying to make sure that our tools work the way people are needing their customers to access their sites, needing their servers to interact with it, whether they're inside a corporation, whether they're doing a fun bloggish style website, or whether they're doing a full-on professional website that actually try to sell products, whether it's a book-selling website or whatever.
Exactly. We want a tool set that helps people create websites, web applications that can be used across browsers, across servers, and that help people be, you know, as productive as you can be putting all this stuff together.
Okay. Well, thanks, Steve. I'm excited to take a look at your session when it finally gets ready for Mix, and I'll see you there.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Robert.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed that quick little peek into Steve's session going to be at Mix. So take a look at the schedule, and you can find it under Expression Web, No Platform Left Behind. And I know there's going to be quite a few other Expression Web platforms there you might want to also check out, too. Thanks for joining us.